This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Elected officials in Pueblo are calling for the resignation of the county coroner after the governor did the same. That's as an investigation continues into the private funeral home co-owned by Coroner Brian Cotter. Authorities say they found around 20 bodies improperly stored at Davis Mortuary. The coroner is an elected position and cannot be removed by other elected officials. A new study shows that large livestock farms are polluting the air across the U.S. Caleb Radel reports from the Mountain West News Bureau.
The study mapped more than 15,000 cattle and hog feeding operations, where livestock kick up dust and manure is stored in open-air lagoons. Researchers found tiny particle pollution linked to heart and lung problems was nearly 30% higher near cattle farms. Air pollution was also higher near hog farms. Hotspots were found in parts of Idaho, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. Sanaz Chaminara is the study's lead author. She says the most polluted communities have high percentages of residents without health insurance.
These are often Latino farm workers, rural communities without much political clout, people who just can't pack up and move when their air gets dirty.
But she says the findings do give affected communities the data they need to push for cleaner air and stronger public health protections. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
A rare tropical bird has been spotted in Metro Denver. Wood storks are most often found in Florida and Mexico. The Denver Post reports that a birder saw one flying in Denver recently. Then last week, others spotted it in the suburb of Broomfield. A wood stork was last officially recorded in Colorado 91 years ago. It's 7:06.